the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast, where each week we talk about a free piece or two of technology that you can use in your classroom. I'm your host, Shanna Martin. I'm a middle school teacher, technology, and instructional coach from a district.
And I'm her producer and husband, Fuzz Martin, and I am the genie in the bottle that makes the show magically come to life every week.
Okay, Christina Aguilera.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Genially in a bottle.
Genially in a bottle.
Yes, because that's what you're talking about today. This is such a great intro.
I love it.
I'm really good at podcasting, you guys.
So here we are, season 5.
Yes.
Episode 127.
Yeah, 127.
And we're getting through September. Survival.
Happy birthday to you, by the way.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for being you.
We won't talk about my age. That's fine. I'm just another age. Just another
You're 74.
I am. Really? We could have said like 28. Maybe not.
No. You are.
I am not like at not all weird about my
you're
age.
You're not one of those 20. Plus, you look great for your age.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome. You look great for your increasing age.
Like Christina Aguilera.
Yes, indeed.
This is just going downhill. All right, so genially.
For my first wish, I'd like to look like it's 2006 again.
Yes. So fun. Genially, we've actually talked about before. It is a super cool website with a billion different things you can do with your students on it. So we're going to talk about and highlight some of those things today.
Cool.
We did talk about it way back when in episode 2. It was one of the first things I talked about. And then also in the grand old episode of number 50, where it was like 50 things that could help education. And I just rattled off 50 awesome things.
Yep.
That was a lot in that episode. If you ever want a lot of information in a short amount of time, listen to 50, the episode 50 with 50 things. But anyway, so we're at 127 and we're talking about Genially again, which has a bunch of new upgrades since last time we spoke of it.
Okay.
And I should preface all of this by saying I am now a Genially ambassador. And so I got my little certification with my little 16 hours of training time. And anybody can do that. So if you are really love Genially as a tool, you can jump right into Genially and sign up and get, it's all free PD. And they go through all the different ways you can use in your classroom. So anyway, Genially, so many cool new things, so many upgrades, so many connections to Google and Google Drive now, which is super helpful. And one of those things I highlighted back in the first episode was language and translations. And Genially is an awesome site that does that for you while you're working. So let's get started on talking about Genially and all of the cool things that it has to offer.
Sweet.
So Genially, the website, Genially
is magic.
Is magic. And what's interesting.
Start by opening the bottle.
No.
The lamp.
No. Okay. But the website itself, I have to get to a real version of it because I am always automatically signed into it. So Genially has a weird, like a period in the middle of the website. So, you know, so it's GENIAL.LY.
Okay.
So GENIAL.LY. We'll get
so genial.ly.
Correct. There you go. Genial.ly. It's hard for me to say without saying it.
Yeah.
Genial.ly. Correct. Mm-hmm. Log in, single sign on. It'll sign in with your Google account, which is great. And then it sends you right to the little dashboard. So once you start creating, it keeps all your little things in your little dashboard, which is wonderful. So to create Genially, there's a bunch of different options. I've talked before about the interactive image, which is one of my go-tos in my classroom because I house a bunch of information on it for my students. And then they can click the links and it takes them, it helps them with inquiry learning so they can dig into stuff that I've already kind of set up for them. But also the students create infographics if they're building timelines and collections of their information, because if you create an infographic, or sorry, if you create an interactive image, you have that option to add links and add pictures and websites and videos and all kinds of stuff. So when you're going to create a Genially, you have options. So you can do presentations, infographics, gamification, interactive images, video presentations, guides, training materials, and then blank creations where you can just start from scratch. I do always suggest with them, because they have so many cool templates, start with the templates. There is no need to reinvent the wheel around here. They have a bunch of different things to pick from. So I chose Infographic for this first time around. You can pick and choose whatever one looks good for you or for your students. I do recommend Genially for probably fourth grade on up, maybe fifth grade. It takes a little guidance for younger students, but as a teacher, this is a great tool to create things for your students. If they're on an iPad or if you're making interactive image, it's great for younger students if you have done the creating as a teacher, because you can set them up with specific things that they can go through and work on. So if I'm creating a infographic, I can pick a timeline, whatever template you want. They have a great setup for the tools. So choose a template, whether it's interactive image or presentation or video or whatever you like. They all have the same setup and they all have the same toolbar, which I appreciate. So you're not digging around trying to find things. You can just find it. So setup is pretty straightforward. If you click on an image you like or don't like, you can delete it out. You can drag it around. It also has a lock mode, so it'll lock in place when you're moving other things. You can replace it with other things. You can add animation to it. It's all pretty straightforward. You just hover over your bubbles in your images. On the left-hand side, you can choose your text. Again, a bunch of different choices for text setup. Images, you can click and drag images. You can use their cutouts. They have Pixabay pictures. They have GIFs. Also newly added, you can upload images from your Google Drive or your Dropbox. Nice. So you can add all those right in there, or if there's a URL. What's kind of cool is they have a brand kit area that if you want everything to look specifically the same, like have the same color palette and all of that going across all of the things you ever create, they do allow you to do that in Genially.
It's got a bit of a Canva feel to it.
It does. Yeah. Resources, they have icons, shapes, all that kind of stuff, graphs. I love a good graph because then you can edit your graphs. I also appreciate...
Also, don't like a bad graph.
Also, yeah.
Love a good graph, but also graphs, not really into that.
Right. And what I appreciate is that they have maps. So oftentimes when I'm trying to create things, I have to like upload a map from someplace, but here they actually just have map options for you. And as a social studies teacher and doing different cultural stuff, I often need maps and I have them there. They have data tables and graphs. And what I love, I actually put one of these in the example that'll be online, is you have like a little follower growth. And so I put like podcast downloads and I drop that in there. That's kind of fun.
2 billion podcasts.
Right. Yes.
One quarter portion.
Yes. No. Yeah. So they have little interactive graphs that pop up and you just add your own information into those. And then you can insert audio. So you can click and record audio and drop that in to your, again, any of the things that you are creating with them. And you can add video into there. So there's just so many different choices. Backgrounds, again, they have cool backgrounds. You can upload your own stuff and work from there. So there are so many different cool options. Now, you can, in some parts of Genially, click on collaborators. And you can have, by email, other people collaborating on a project with you, which is awesome.
Nice.
You also, depending on what you're working on, can share out or download the things that you are working on, which is awesome. And you can switch things from public to private as you choose to. And you can choose like your final product, what you want that to look like, basic shapes. I've just clicked on a bunch of things at this point, so it's kind of a hot mess, but that's fine. Now, if you go back to your account, and depending on where you are, Genially also has the option that when you're working in your final one and you add collaborators, depending on what you choose to work on, you can also share some of them, like interactive images, you can drop directly into your Google Classroom. So they're working on this. It's like a new cool, fun tool. So if you are in, let's say you're in your like homepage or dashboard with all of your stuff and you're hovering over your different projects, if the project has the little share button, you have links, insert, send email, social networks. If you click others, you have the spot where you can send it directly to your Google Classroom or directly to Microsoft Teams, which is cool. That's a new feature that they have. So that's pretty fun that you can do that. And again, there you have your little brand kit that you can create that straight from your dashboard too. So you have your little color collection, your font collection, and that way everything you make matches. I know we have lots of matchers and they like to match the fonts that match their bullet boards that match their letters that go home to parents. Mm-hmm. Speaking of letters that go home to parents, Genially is an awesome way for you to send like a newsletter home to families. They're quick, they're cute, and they look nice, and they're easily able to share and link, and different things you're able to present with. So there's just a lot of different options. So Genially, all kinds of way for you to create as a teacher, but also for your students to create and share information. If they're sharing out information and projects as groups, they even have like mind maps where you can lay out what your thinking is and do reflections. You can plan for classes. You can plan for units. You can set up collections of research information. There's just a lot of cool ways, and it's all very visually pretty and easy to find.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Are you creating right now? Are you making a waving raccoon?
I'm making a waving raccoon. I think everybody should have one.
He's pretty cute. They have a little waving raccoon gif that you can add to your presentation. Actually, he's not waving. He's clapping. He's applauding. So there's that.
Yeah. I dig it. It's neat.
So try it out.
Per usual.
So working through September, you can make a cutesy little thing for October, the next unit that you work on. Share it out with your students. You can download it. And keep in mind, there's like designer stuff. You can tour. Like, it's just, there's a lot of things there. So the best thing I suggest to do is log in and start creating and playing around with it, because that way you'll find all the things that you need to find.
Yeah. Thanks, Genially.
There you have it. We'll put it back in the bottle now.
All right. Ta-ding. Way to be an ambassador.
Episode 127 in the books. Thanks for tuning in. This
isn't a book. It's an audiobook.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast. If you ever have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at SmartNWI. And if you want to get more information on the links to the technology discussed in this episode, visit SmartNWI.com. Also, if you have an idea for a tool, go ahead and email me at TechToolsForTeachersPodcast@gmail.com as well.
Yes.
If you'd like to support the show,
Hopefully you don't get carpal tunnel typing in that long email.
Oh, it'll be fine. If you'd like to support the show, please consider buying me a coffee or two. You can visit buymeacoffee.com/smartNWI or visit smartNWI.com and click on the purple coffee cup. Your donations will keep the show going. New episodes each week. Thanks for listening. Go educate and innovate.
The ideas and opinions expressed on this podcast and the Smart NWI website are those of the author, Shanna Martin, and not of her employer. Prior to using any of the technologies discussed on this podcast, please consult with your employer regulations. This podcast offers no guarantee that these tools will work for you as described, but we hope they do. And we'll talk to you next time right here on the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast. Shh.